all too well.
Meditate on all that is past, I will. And as for you, sorry for your loss, I am.
My loss?
Lean's Convor. Know how much the bird meant to you, I do.
Yes. Yes, she did. But what is it you say? We should always let go of the past.
Dooku's gaze didn't waver as he concluded his message.
I understand that Dramiel is being transferred back to Serenna. I wish him a speedy recovery. I sense much turmoil in him. Perhaps, finally, he will find peace. As for me, I have decided to accept a position on the Council. Change must come to the Order, and it must come from within. May the Force be with you, Jensa. Always.
Dooku, on the Jedi Council.
Is it so difficult to imagine?
In all honesty, yes. But what do I know? I'm talking to a dead man.
You believe it really is me, then?
I don't know what to believe. But now isn't the time.
What is it?
Someone's finally decided to come home. My quarry is trudging towards his door, servos whining so loud that I can hear them from the rooftop. I leap down, drawing my lightsabers as I land behind him. Gloot, I've been waiting for you.
What? Who are you?
The Krolut's voice is a little more than a gargle, his breathing labored. He jerks around, corroded cybernetics scraping as he moves. This won't be a fair fight. Where is she?
Who?
Neither of us has time for you to play dumb, no matter how much it suits you. The woman at the spaceport, where did you take her?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Let's see if we can jog your memory. I sweep low, aiming to slice through Glute's mechanical ankles, but the Krolut jumps into the air, my blade passing harmlessly beneath metal feet. He kicks out, catching me in the chest. I've been played like a fool. The hissing joints, the wheezing breath, it's all an act to lower my expectations. I won't make the same mistake twice. I spring back to my feet. Glute is running full pelt towards me, his metal-plated head held low like a battering ram. I somersault over his back, pivoting to slash at his legs. This time, my lightsaber meets armor plating and alloy tendons. Glute bellows in pain, toppling forwards to land face down in an oily puddle. I use the Force to shove him down into the cracked sidewalk. Dooku may have shown mercy when facing the Genet, but I have no such qualms. Bones and electro drivers pop, bubbles breaking out on the surface of the water as he struggles to breathe. Are you ready to talk? What was that? I flip him onto his back, holding the tip of my lightsaber to all four of his chins. Try again.
I can't tell you.
One second Glute has a head, and the next it is gone. I look up to see the barrel of a rifle disappearing over the edge of the very same roof I'd used as a lookout. Son of a... I bound back up to the warehouse, throwing up a hand to shield my eyes from the glare of a rocket pack. The sniper is already gone, leaving nothing but a trail of acrid fumes and thick smoke. I gave chase, leaping from building to building.
You'll never catch him. Not on foot.
I don't have to. I know who they are. Those things weigh a ton, don't they?
Who's there?
Don't be coy, Portmaster. You know who I am.
Careful, Asajj. We can't trust him.
How did you get in?
You need a new window. But thanks for not asking why I'm here. We're both busy people. It's better we cut to the chase. You hired Glute to abduct Jensa. I just need to know where she is.
Not why I did it.
I don't care either way. Just tell me where she is, and I can kill you and move on.
How did you know it was me?
Your rocket pack. What is that, a Zim 500?
501.
Impressive. Especially on a portmaster's salary. Runs on what? Refined perylene? Such a distinctive smell.
The village on rat attack.
And to think I mistook it for aftershave. But it all came flooding back when I saw the Zim jumper.
So, what happens next? You threaten me? I shoot?
No need. You're going to drop the blaster. Good boy.
The mind of the weak, so easy to manipulate.
Now, you're going to show me where you're hiding Jenza.
Behind a fake wall.
Through here?
Yes.
Tell me how to open it.
A secret switch behind the picture.
Where is that? Glee Ansom. I must go there one day. And that's more like it, see? That wasn't so difficult, was it? Perhaps I won't kill you after...
Ventress, look out!
I appreciate the sentiment, but it was never in the cards in the first place. No pulse. I'm almost disappointed. This is XD-45. I need immediate extraction. Dooku sent an enforcer to recover the package. No, she's liquidated. Copy that. I'll prepare the package for transportation. 45 out.
Please, no more. I've told you, I don't know anything.
And I believe you, Jenza. But my superiors have got it into their heads that you're going to be a valuable bargaining tool or something. It's out of my hands.
What is that?
The injector? Don't worry. We're going on a journey. This is just a little something to make the time pass the gore.
You're going nowhere.
You killed him!
Looks that way.
Good.
Jenza, I presume?
You can see the resemblance to her brother.
Dooku sent me.
Are you Jedi?
Not exactly. We need to get you out of these restraints. What did that man do to you?
He... tortured me. Wanted me to tell him everything I knew.
About your brother?
I don't even know who he was.
Republic intelligence, if this equipment is anything to go by. It would explain how he could resist mind control.
Mind control?
You knew he was faking.
I heard a scream.
That would have been me. I spotted Felidrone's booby trap the moment I broke in. Needed him to think I was out of the picture.
So he would open the compartment himself. You could have been killed.
Didn't it hurt?
I've survived worse. It's no good. They're stuck fast. I'm going to have to burn them off.
He's in trouble, isn't he?
Who?
Dooku.
He's collecting enemies, that's for sure.
You need to help him.
I'm trying to help you. Keep still.
I don't care about me. You have to help him. Like he helped me.
I said keep still. One false move and you'll lose a hand.
I couldn't get through to him.
Where?
On Coruscant. He'd done what he said he would. Joined the council, thrown himself into the business of the temple.
One down.
I tried everywhere. His holocom, the temple, even the Senate. I'd seen him on the newsnet addressing the senators. He was magnificent.
Senators, on behalf of the Jedi, I would urge you to reconsider cuts to the trade route defense program. Not only do the routes guarantee the supply of equipment and resources to the Galactic Corps, they also provide an essential lifeline to thousands of worlds on the very edge of the Republic. Time and time again, the Jedi are called upon to protect those using these routes, especially in the Outer Rim, the Hydean Way, the Corellian Run. The list goes on and on. While we gladly serve the Republic, our numbers are few compared to the very real threats that endanger starfarers the galaxy over. Only a fully funded Republic Guard can provide the security our citizens deserve.
With all due respect, our honorable friend oversteps the mark. The Jedi Council claim to be servants of the Republic, and yet here they are attempting to influence senatorial policy. Master Dooku has no business petitioning the Senate on such matters.
As the Senator for Salich is aware, I speak not just on behalf of the Jedi, but also the billions in need of protection. Indeed, as I am sure you'll all remember, it wasn't that long ago that Senator Bulgeski called for the Guard to intervene when Salich was being ravaged by Norkronian raiders. Is he really suggesting that citizens in the Outer Rim shouldn't receive the same security enjoyed by his own planet?
Salich is the breadbasket of the core worlds. If we fail, how would planets such as Coruscant survive?
There are plenty of agricultural worlds in the Outer Rim who could supply crops. Perhaps Salich is afraid of the competition.
That is a scandalous accusation! Chancellor Kalpana, must I remind you once again that Master Dooku stands here not as a member of the Senate, but as an independent advisor.
And my advice is that every planet in the Republic receive the same level of security, no matter how far they are from Galactic Central.
Master Dooku, the Senate thanks you for your contribution to this debate. Unfortunately, the reality of the situation is that the Republic is growing at an unprecedented rate, fueled largely by the ambitions of the Trade Federation. Unless the Viceroy agrees to help fund the Guard...
The Federation already pays more than enough in taxes.
We simply do not have the budget to offer blanket protection to every system. The Jedi are fond of telling us that the Force is with us. But sadly, the Force doesn't repair ships or build new droids. The Force doesn't fund training centers or pay medical bills. The vote has been taken, and I, for one, intend to honor the will of the people.
For the Force is strong. For the Force is strong. For the Force is strong.
Hello? Is that the future Chancellor I see?
Rael.
In the flesh.
What are you doing back here? I thought you were on Pygel.
I'm representing the Princess at a meeting of delegates this afternoon.
Then I hope you fared better than I did.
Don't be hard on yourself. You spoke well. You're a natural.
Not if they won't listen.
At least you tried. Actually, there's someone that wants to meet you.
Now isn't the time. I must return to the temple.
It'll only take a minute. Senator!
Master Avaros, how pleasant it is to see you again. I trust your second bint to Pygel is going well.
It is, thanks to your advice, Senator.
I'm glad to hear it.
Master Dooku, may I introduce Senator Palpatine, Naboo.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Senator.
I fear that may not be the case, Master Jedi, especially after the Chancellor's remarks. Skor Kalpana is a good man, but he lacks backbone, which is probably why he was voted in. I hope your experience here today will not discourage you. The Jedi need a voice in the Senate. For all its faults, I've always found that it's better to operate within government rather than outside. This is where you can make a real difference.
I'm not sure my fellow council members would agree, but I thank you for your support.
I only wish I'd been able to influence the vote. Well, if you would excuse me, the Senator's work was never done. I hope we will speak again, Master Dooku.
As do I, Senator. As do I.
And we must see about getting you back to Naboo, Rael. Queen Ike has been asking after you.
It would be a real honor to see her again. Please give her my fondest regards.
I will. I promise. Until next time, then.
I didn't realize you were so well connected.
Oh, Sheev isn't that influential. More's the pity. He helped me a lot over the last few years.
So I heard. I would be interested in hearing more about Pijal.
You could come with me.
A tempting offer.
Then why don't you take it? I'm worried about you, Dooku. I've never seen you so tense. Ever since Qui-Gon flew the coop, you've had a face like a constipated Happabore.
What a captivating image.
I mean it. I'm not sure temple life is good for you. Especially now Qui-Gon's making a name for himself.
And so he should. He's a fine Jedi.
Are you surprised? Just look at his teacher. Something needs to change. At the very least, get yourself a new convoy. Or maybe even another Padawan.
And leave the Council? What would they do without me?
Find someone else to argue with.
But what of you? After the advent...
I'm fine.
You should have come to see me.
You were too busy.
Never for you.
Master, I know what you did. How you spoke on my behalf.
The Council vindicated you. For good reason. Your Padawan...
lives forever in the Force.
We could raise a glass in her memory. I have a bottle of Sulian brandy I've been meaning to open for quite some time.
Now I'm being tempted. But I need to head back as soon as today's business is concluded. There is someone who might appreciate the invitation, though.
Oh?
I saw the Truth Seeker in the shuttle bay. Lean must be back. And Sifo-Dyas, too.
Yes. I was aware they'd returned.
And have you talked to them?
Not yet.
But you will.
Excuse me, Master Dooku.
Yes?
Someone is asking for you on the Avenue of the Founders.
Asking for me?
What did I tell you? Your fame's spread. Just remember, talk to Lean. It'll do you good.
D4?
Ah, you remember me, Master Dooku. That should make this easier.
Make what easier?
I have been sent to deliver a message. Enjoy.
Brother, I see D4 has found you.
Jenza? Are you well?
I have been trying to contact you.
I'm sorry. Council business has kept me...
Please, don't make excuses. I know you don't wish to speak to me. I just didn't know where else to turn.
What has happened?
Sereno has been invaded.
Invaded?
By the Abyssin.
I find that hard to believe. The Abyssin are...
little more than thugs. Yes, that is what the Senate said. But it didn't stop them taking Koronia.
But surely, Father...
Far dead. Ramil has...
Jenza?
Need your help. The Republic... eternal affair... beyond... jurisdiction.
What's happening? Can you boost the signal?
I am trying, Master Dooku. The Abyssin are blocking signals to and from the planet. I was smuggled out on a Van Dyne freighter.
And the Senate has refused to help?
From what little I know, they insist that as Count Romil has failed to pay this season's levy, Sereno is on its own.
Count Romil. Oh. Will you come to the Jedi Temple with me? Tell the Council what you know.
Will that help, sir?
I sincerely hope so.
I'm sorry, Master Dooku, but the Council's hands are tied.
Droom, listen to me. You heard what D4 said. Sereno has been invaded.
What we heard is that a few space vagrants have set up camp on your homeworld.
Ha! A few? There are hundreds! Thousands!
We sympathize, D4, but must concur with the Senate's ruling. From what we have learned, the Count of Sereno has refused to honor his fiscal responsibilities.
Fiscal responsibilities? Aerith, we are Jedi, not accountants. If Sereno needs us...
Sereno believes they need no one. They've withdrawn their senator, recalled ambassadors. And now, at the first sign of trouble, they call for help. They can't have it both ways.
But as Jedi, is it not our duty?
To what, Master Dooku? To rush in, lightsabers blazing? Dooku, remind me. Where were you this afternoon?
At the Senate.
Telling all who would listen that the Jedi couldn't police the outer systems.
A speech, if you recall, the Council strongly advised you not to make.
And yet here you are, a few hours later, suggesting we mount an assault on Abyssin raiders. How would you explain that to the Senators? To the Chancellor.
The Serenians have asked for our help.
No, they have asked you.
Once again, you are allowing your fixation for your birthplace to cloud your judgment.
My fixation?
The Senate has made their decision, and we must abide by it.
Well, this is most disappointing.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Master Yoda, I notice you have remained uncharacteristically quiet.
Speak only when they have something useful to say. A Jedi should.
So you agree with the others?
Nothing we can do, except intercede on your sister's behalf. Talk to the Chancellor, I will.
Washing our hands of the matter in the process.
The Council has made its decision.
Have we?
You must respect our wishes, and the wishes of the Senate.
It appears I have little choice.
Where are you going?
To accompany D4 to her transport. Unless I need the Council's permission to visit the shuttle bay.
Master Dooku.
I didn't think so.
But, Master Dooku, I have no transport. The Vendine will be long gone by now.
I have made alternative arrangements.
It's about time.
Thank you for doing this, Brayden.
I take it from your expression that the vote went against you.
It did.
Then I'm afraid I can't take the droid to Sereno.
But you said...
Dooku, I can't afford to go against the Council. Not after so many years spent clawing myself back into their favor.
I understand.
But you don't like it.
Can you blame me?
Excuse me. I'm not sure I understand. What is happening?
We've reached the end of the road, D4.
Now, I didn't say that, did I?
I'm sorry.
While I cannot get involved, I have a friend who doesn't give a damn what the Council thinks of her.
Hello, Dooku.
Lean. Sifo-Dyas.
Your shuttle awaits.
I don't know what to say.
You could say thank you. Now or after we arrive in the Outer Rim, it's up to you.
You're coming with us?
Master Dooku has decided to meditate on the Council's ruling.
All the way to Sereno.
Now go. Before the Council realize what's happened.
They're going to be furious.
I sincerely hope so. So, how bad is it?
Let me show you. We can expect resistance the moment we enter the Sereno system.
When did the Abyssin obtain an armada?
When the Great Houses funded them.
I'm sorry?
From what D4 has told me, Sereno was being raided by pirates. My brother refused to offer protection, holding up in our ancestral seat.
And so the Houses called in mercenaries.
For better or worse, Ramil has continued our father's work, dismantling the Sereno military, replacing it with security droids loyal only to him. The other Houses didn't have a choice. The Abyssins took their money and decided to stay, claiming the planet as a new base of operations along the Hylian Way. As communications are being blocked, both on and off planet, I have adapted our comm links to operate on a shortwave frequency that should circumvent the jamming signal.
When did you become so good with technology?
Oh, didn't you know? I'm good at everything. D4, will you take this communicator to Sifo-Dyas in the cockpit?
Oh, if I must.
That droid reminds me of someone. I can't think who.
Lean.
Dooku, it's okay. We're good. I know exactly why you distanced yourself. Sifo-Dyas didn't exactly make it easy.
How is he?
Honestly, he's barely holding together. The visions have gotten worse. Some days he's lucid. Others I find him curled up in a ball in his quarters. Nothing I do seems to help.
We're coming out of hyperspace, Master.
Sifo?
We're under attack! Multiple orb wings!
The Abyssins! You take navigation. I'll take the guns.
This is hopeless!
Calm yourself, droid.
That's easy for you to say. I'm getting too old for this.
You and me both. Any chance of you holding us steady?
Maneuvering thrusters are gone. The power core is at 29%.
I take it that means no.
You got one! Oh, well done, sir!
Unfortunately, there are still a dozen more.
Thank you for the encouragement.
What was that?
The shields are down!
Any good news?
We still have propulsion. Propulsion has gone.
What does that mean?
It means we're dead in the water.
Can't you do something?
We can eject.
That's not quite what I had in mind.
As soon as we enter the atmosphere. Are you ready?
No. No, I am not.
Jenza, please. You need to remain still.
I don't want to think what Dooku will do to you if you hurt her.
The thought had occurred to me. Jenza, I won't tell you again.
You need to listen to me.
Do I have a choice?
I knew he wouldn't let me down. Not when we needed him most.
Yes, he's a real hero.
He is. At least he was. I should have known his return to Sereno would be suitably explosive.
Lady Jenza, there's activity in the upper atmosphere.
Let me see.
Looks like a ship coming down.
And not just any ship.
Mum?
The markings, Eason. They're Jedi. Where will it land?
On that trajectory. Somewhere on the Delgaldon Plains.
Then I need a land speeder.
My lady, come back. If you're spotted by the Abyssins...
It's him, Sergeant. I know it is.
I thought you said we should eject!
The mechanism's jammed.
That's bad, is it not?
Unless you enjoy crashing, yes.
No, I do not! Not in the slightest!
There's something else we can do.
We're listening.
Jettison the cockpit.
The entire cockpit?
We could guide it down, cushion our fall.
And by that you mean...
We use the Force.
That's insane.
Yes.
The worst plan I've ever heard.
Most probably.
I'm in.
We'll have to release the clamps manually.
Have you done this before?
No. On three. One.
Two.
Three!
Oh, why did I not stick with Rumi?
Can you still see them?
It's breaking up. They'll never survive.
He will. Hang on.
Master Dooku. Master Dooku!
I'm here.
My vision is impaired. Are we home?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Oh, I am glad. I hated being away.
Lean.
I loved that shuttle. It always got down in one piece.
Until now.
Cypher Dyas, you're hurt.
It's nothing. How's the droid?
She didn't make it.
What's that?
A land speeder.
More Abyssins?
Let's hope not.
Dooku!
Jenza?
Before Eason could stop me, I bounded from the speeder, flinging myself into Dooku's arms. He hesitated for a second, unsure what to do, before returning the hug.
You came! You actually came!
I should never have stayed away.
Where's the rest?
The rest of what?
The fleet. The Jedi are sending reinforcements, aren't they?
You're looking at them.
Jenza, may I introduce Lean Kostana and Cypher Dyas?
That's all there are. Three of you.
And you are?
Sergeant Eason of Borgen House Guard.
Then I ask the same of you. Where are your troops, Sergeant?
I'm all that's left.
That's not entirely true. We have a number of veterans back at camp.
Most of which can barely stand. We were expecting an army.
And you've got one, more or less.
Eason looked as if he was about to argue, when the ground shook beneath us.
Lady Jenza.
I'm fine, really.
You're still getting ground quakes?
No, not for years.
It's getting worse.
I'm so glad you brought us back.
We should check on the camp.
Is it nearby?
On the side of the mountain.
If the mountain's still standing.
Eason's fears were confirmed as we reached the camp. A rock slide had demolished half the tents, scattering supplies across the mountainside. The wounded were everywhere. We must help the survivors.
I can't believe you're living like this.
It was this or the castle. I chose our people. We leapt from the speeder, Dooku and the others fanning out to help the wounded.
I need a bandage.
Here, use this.
Lean moved to stop him as he began to unwind a length of cloth from around his arm.
Dooku, do you think that's wise?
Her need is greater than mine. Will this help?
Yes, thank you. Can you hold it in place while I wrap it?
Here?
Perfect.
Remain calm.
Nice bedside manner. I take it you haven't performed much field medicine.
And you have, Countess?
Hagi of House Melvern, or what's left of it. You're Jenza's brother, the Jedi.
I am.
I can see your father in you.
I trust you won't hold that against me.
Not if you can help us. Press there.
You've certainly done this before.
My family has mined Sereno for centuries. I've witnessed enough accidents over the years. There. Try to rest.
Easier said than done.
Must be an aftershock.
Everything okay over here?
Does it look like it?
Hagi, please. They're only trying to help.
I had no idea it was this bad.
No one on Coruscant does. Here. Let me show you. I took him to the lookout so he could see Coronia. The city was... it was...
We need to get her out of that restraint. She's not well.
Thank you, Doctor.
Catch her!
Careful, I've got you.
What's that?
Jenza, I need to check Velodrome's security feeds. Can you sit here?
Yes.
This won't take long.
Well...
Velodrome's handlers. They're on their way.
She's in no state to be moved.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm sorry?
Just talking to myself. Master.
You have news?
I've found your sister, but we're about to have company.
And?
And I can't risk moving her, not on my own.
I will send assistance.
As chatty as ever.
You can't trust him.
Not now. Jenza. Jenza, listen to me. Your brother is sending help.
My brother? Yes, I showed him.
We just need to sit tight and be quiet.
I showed him Coronia.
Look at it. Look at the devastation. And yet the Senate does nothing.
That's a lot of Abyssins.
Enough to hold the city.
And that's why they're blocking transmissions.
The comm tower, yes.
Then that's what we'll hit first.
I'll rally as many fighters as I can.
We won't need any. Not yet. Cypher Dyas, how well do you remember your levitation training?
What are you thinking?
Shifting sands.
The Abyssin scouts never saw him coming.
What are you looking at?
There is something in the hills.
Pass me the uniscope. You're imagining things. There's nothing there.
Like I'm imagining all this wind?
Must be a dust storm.
Where did it come from?
It's in my eye.
I can't see anything. Oster, where are you? Oster, what was that? What happened?
Let me show you. That's enough, Cypher Dyas.
Did I pass the test?
Admirably.
This tank has seen better days.
It will serve our purpose.
Oh, surely there has to be another way. That stench...
You won't be in it long.
I'd rather I wasn't in it at all. Why have I got to pilot this thing?
We agreed on the plan.
You told me the plan. There's a difference. Well, if I must. I'm warning you, though. If I die in there...
You can come back to haunt me.
General!
What is it, Commander?
This entry tank. It's returning.
Why?
No idea. They're not answering comms.
Sentry tank report. Why have you abandoned your post? Repeat, why have you abandoned your post?
They're firing on us, sir!
I noticed. All troops return fire. Now!
Dooku, I'm still not convinced this is a good idea. When will I know when you've set the charges? Actually, scratch that. I've worked it out for myself.
Your distraction worked, Sifo. The jammer is down. Transmissions can get through.
So I can pull back?
No. Keep going. Draw their fire.
What do you think I'm doing?
He won't last much longer in that monstrosity.
He doesn't have to. We just need to keep them busy.
Hey!
You were saying?
What are you doing here?
Typical Abyssin. Ah! Didn't even give me a chance to answer.
Dooku, are you still there?
I'm here.
The tank is coming apart.
Jam it onto a collision course and bail out.
Another quake.
Lean! Dooku!
Sifo! Lean!
Landed on my shoulder.
It's broken.
Oh, of all the stupid... Can't even hold a lightsaber.
You have another arm, don't you?
Oh, you're all hot. Climbing out is going to be interesting.
Sifo, can you hear us? We've fallen into some kind of cavern. Sifo Dyas.
The rock must be interfering with the signal.
I could use the Force. Lift you back to the surface.
And what about you?
I can climb.
If we're not buried first. What was that?
It's not possible.
What isn't?
Lee, when we first met, you asked me what I'd seen in the archive.
Yes. Yes, I did.
I think you're about to find out.
And I thought rancors were big. That's what you saw?
The Tirataka.
You know its name?
An old Serenian legend. The dragon that holds the world together.
It's not been doing a good job of that recently.
That statue didn't do you credit. No. There's nothing to be afraid of.
You sure about that? Dooku, you can feel it, can't you? The dark side.
We need to make contact with her.
Contact? You want to bond with it?
As you taught me all those years ago. One mind, two bodies.
I don't think this is a good idea. We've an invasion on our hands up there, remember?
I've always wanted to understand the past, Lean. This is the past. She's been down here so long, hidden in the rock.
How do you know?
She's showing me. Here, touch her scales. See for yourself. The Force will protect you.
I hope I don't regret this.
There. Do you see?
Yes. An army on the march.
Armor as black as night. Dripping with blood.
Death on such a scale.
They used her.
Darksiders.
A beast of war. But it wasn't always that way. They hunted her. Captured her.
So much pain.
Corrupting her. Into something new.
Something malevolent. We should stop. The connection is too strong.
No. Riding into battle. Riding through the stars.
Dooku, break away.
I can't. The things they made her do. Until... Ah!
What is it?
They fought back. The people... Against her masters. Against her.
For Sereno!
She broke free. Buried deep within the planet's crust.
Dooku, please.
Don't touch me.
This has gone too far.
No, you don't understand. This is because of me.
You...
Dooku, what are you doing? Don't touch it, okay? It's supposed to be bad luck.
She was asleep. All that time, beneath the surface, she was at peace.
So beautiful. Tirataka.
And then I came on her.
Dooku, don't!
It was me. I woke her. She felt the Force within me. I'm so sorry. You just wanted to be left alone.
I don't think it's going to get its wish.
The Abyssin.
Dooku! Lean! Anyone!
No! No! It's all right. It's just my comlink. Do you see? It's a friend. Cyphodius.
Where are you? We took the fight to the Abyssins. They're retreating, but reinforcements...
Cypho? Cypho, can you hear me?
We need to get back up there.
You can't even lift a lightsaber.
We've got to do something.
And I will. But I need you to stay here.
I don't need a lightsaber to fight.
Not to fight. To help her.
The Tirotoka.
Keep her calm. Please. She suffered so much.
And what if she won't listen?
She will, Lean. She'll trust you as I do.
When you put it like that...
I'll be back. I promise.
On the surface, transmissions started coming in the moment communication lines opened. Remnants of the other houses, Serenians all over the planet. They were fighting back. And so were we.
We've got them on the run! I admire your spirit, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. There's a long way to go.
Any news from Dooku?
No, I can't get through. I don't know what happened to...
Sifo-Dyas! What's happening to him?
I can hear them!
Hear who?
Voices! United as one! Dooku! 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 Chanting his name! The lost son, he who will divide!
What's he saying?
I don't know!
My lady!
It's nothing. Just caught my arm. Sifo-Dyas, we need you!
I can't! I can't block them out! Dooku! Dooku!
Jenza, look out!
I looked up to see an Abyssin and a jerry-rigged walker clattering towards them, cannons glowing hot. Sifo-Dyas tried to stand, but his legs buckled beneath him. I tried to pull him clear, but it was obvious that neither of us were going to escape. Not this time.
Stay away from them!
Brother! The walker crashed to the ground, its legs sliced away. Dooku loomed over the pilot and...
Dooku! Help us! Something's happening to your friend!
Sifo!
Dooku! I heard them! I heard the voices! What have you done?
Nothing. But you'll never believe what we've discovered.
What was that?
We've taken the Abyssin control tower. They're retreating.
It's over!
No. It's just the beginning.
What's that?
Assault craft had appeared on the horizon, powering towards us. And above them...
That's the Windrunner.
Count Ramil?
He must be joining the fight.
Then why are their guns trained on us?
Dooku!
I know, old friend. I can sense it too.
Sense what?
Betrayal.
The assault tanks ground to a halt, ramps swinging down to deploy dozens of security droids, marching in unison.
That's an attack formation.
It can't be.
All units, take aim.
Confirmed.
What are they doing?
In answer, an all too familiar voice boomed out from the Windrunner.
People of Sereno, this is your count speaking. Lay down your weapons. The insurrection is at an end.
Ramil! No!
Insurrection? What's he talking about?
You!
Us! But we were fighting for freedom!
That's not how it will be written.
Sifo?
Help me up. We can't let him take control.
We won't.
Then what shall we do?
Dooku looked at me sadly, and then threw his lightsaber onto the floor in front of the droids.
We surrender.
We what?
We surrender.
We watched, mouths agape, as Dooku walked calmly towards the droids, his head held high.
Signal my brother. Tell him I am here. He will want to see me.
You're giving up?
He turned and smiled at his friend.
I was at the Senate when the possibility of a droid army was debated. Units such as these are controlled by a central processor.
Which you think is on that ship?
There's only one way to find out.
The Count has signaled. A hoverpod is being sent to fetch the Jedi.
How gracious of him.
We were forced to kneel in the dirt as Dooku was led into the pod. It rose into the air, Dooku standing motionless, hands clasped behind his back. I watched him ascend, fearing the worst as he stepped onto the Windrunner.
Ramil. Dooku?
Cendevax really made a mess of you, didn't she? Please tell me you haven't stamped that face on any coins.
Guards? Ah! That's enough.
Confirmed.
That's better. On your knees, where you belong.
Ah, spoken like a true monster.
I'm a survivor.
I'd like to see you survive out of that exosuit.
Don't you get it, brother? This is the way it was supposed to be.
With you in a walking med splint?
With me in charge. Not father, and defiantly not you.
I have no interest in ruling anyone.
Tell that to Jenza. The years I've had to listen to her bleating on about you, the brave Jedi. Why can't you be more like him, Ramil? Why can't he be the heir? Even after you desecrated Mother's casket. If only she could see you now. I would show her, if it wasn't already too late.
What do you mean?
Look at them all down there. Ha! Is that Hagi? Her father was the worst. So quick to call in mercenaries to protect him, just like the rest. But, do you know the trouble with mercenaries, Dooku?
They can be bought by whoever has the deepest pockets.
And father said I didn't know what I was doing when I let the pirates in.
It was you. You orchestrated the entire thing.
You were the one who told me to sort out Sereno. You said it was my responsibility.
I didn't mean like this.
But it's so much better this way. Sereno will be stronger than ever before. No more houses. No more infighting. No more Republic. The people will welcome me with open arms. Especially when I reveal the sad news that their beloved Jenza has been killed. By a Jedi, no less.
What?
Activate the holoscreen.
Confirmed.
No! Your own lightsaber at her throat. It has a certain poetic charm, doesn't it? Ramil to surface, Commander. Are you ready to execute her?
At your command, Your Grace.
You can't! Haven't you worked it out yet? I can do anything I want. Hit him again.
Acknowledged.
No! She is our sister! And you're about to kill her.
Don't do this!
What did you expect? To summon your fancy little sword all the way up here and strike me down. You still don't get it, do you? For all your airs and graces, for all your magic tricks, you're the one who is writhing around the floor at the end of a shock pipe, not me. You're pathetic.
No.
Oh, what was that?
I said, no. I am Jedi.
Increase the voltage.
I am Jedi. And I am not alone.
Below, on the ground, Dooku's blade buzzed in my ear, while Sifo Dyas writhed beside me, his mind aflame.
It is now coming into focus. The future.
And beneath our feet, Leen struggled to hold Dooku's beast in place.
No. You must remain calm.
For that was exactly what it had become. One mind.
No!
Two bodies.
Dooku, don't!
On the Windrunner, Ramil staggered over to the side of the ship, his exoframe hissing with the effort. His mouth dropped open as the creature's howl echoed from the depths of the planet.
What is that? Our past. And your future.
The creature burst from the shattered ground, scaled wings blocking out the sun. Sipho Dyas laughed as he saw it, his sanity fracturing forever as the droids looked up in confusion. But I knew what it was. A legend made terrifying flesh. Our savior. I sprung up, barging into the droid that held Dooku's lightsaber, knocking it back. Attack them, now! The refugees snatched up the weapons we had stolen from the fleeing Abyssin, blasting the droids before they could regroup.
Attack the creature!
Energy burst from Tirataka's maw, washing over the security droids. The monster swept down, snatching the melting robots from the ground, crushing their bodies between its hooked talons like Magella nuts. A figure clung to its serpentine tail, fingers curled around obsidian scales. She jumped when she saw Sipho Dyas curled in a ball in the dirt. Master Costana, you were hurt.
It's not me I'm worried about. Sipho Dyas! Sipho Dyas, I need you! It's Dooku! He's taken over the beast! He's controlling it!
He is?
Dooku! Dooku! Dooku!
Sipho Dyas, please! We need to break his hold before it's too late! He's not protected! The dark side will consume him!
I didn't understand her then, but I do now. After the battle was won, I accessed the Windrunner's security feeds and saw what had happened with my own eyes. Dooku twisting, grabbing the shock staff that had been thrust in his back. His scream echoing the beast he controlled. He unleashed the dark fire he had buried for so long, the same energy that streamed from the Tirataka's mouth. Lightning flowed up the weapon, frying Ramil's security droid to leap from metal body to body. The deck of the airship was ablaze with energy, surging through Ramil's exosuit, the droid's central processor erupting like a supernova. Ramil convulsed, gripping onto the rail to stop him from tumbling over the edge, as below, his droid army collapsed as one. His mechanical joints frozen, the Count of Sereno stared in disbelief as a curved hilt flew straight towards the Windrunner, turning end to end as it returned to his master.
I cannot move. Brother, please.
The lightning was gone, but Dooku's fury remained.
I have no brother.
Have mercy
for Sereno.
I couldn't hear Ramil's scream over the cry of the Tirataka. Lean was standing between us and the beast, staring into its coal black eyes, a shaking arm raised as if in greeting.
What are we going to do?
There is little we can do now.
We could run.
It would cut us down in an instant.
But you said my brother is controlling that thing.
He was.
Then it won't hurt us. He won't hurt us!
He may not have a choice.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's going to pounce!
Dooku, hear me. Hear me, for all our sakes.
Lean.
Dooku told me it was like coming out of a trance. He looked over the side of the Windrunner to see the creature stalk towards us, broken droids crunching beneath its feet.
No! Do not do this! Hear me!
But the monster wouldn't listen. Not anymore.
Our minds as one. Let me back in! No. It is too late. I never meant to hurt you. Not like the others. Never meant to bend you to my will. I'm sorry.
so sorry.
And with that, Dooku threw himself from the ship.
Everyone, get ready to run!
I thought you said we wouldn't get away in time.
Do you want to die?
What about you?
I will hold it back as much as I can.
You'll be immolated.
Jedi have lived through worse.
Than being burned alive?
Someone take Sifo-Dyas. Look after him.
This is madness.
Please.
We will.
Get ready. On my mark.
Something, I don't know what, a sixth sense, maybe even that mystical force you all talk about, made me look up. I tried to speak, to cry out, but the words died in my throat. A figure was plummeting from the Windrunner, somehow guided down in an arc. His lightsaber was held above his head, the hilt gripped by both hands, the glowing blade pointed down like a needle.
Dooku.
His teeth were bared, body taut, ready to strike. The creature's maw opened, dark fire swirling like a whirlpool in its throat.
Go! Now!
Hagi and the others ran as Kostana braced herself. But I couldn't move. I was rooted to the spot, my eyes locked on my brother. His lightsaber found its mark, plasma burying deep into the beast's skull. The Tirataka let out one last agonized howl before the fire died on its breath, and the once mighty head shook the ground as it fell. Dooku didn't move. No one did. My brother waited, crouched like a statue on the creature's crown, his saber lodged in its ancient brain, waiting until its breathing slowed and stopped, its eyes closing for the final time.
I'm sorry.
Dooku?
Dooku looked up into the eyes of his friend. His face was a mask, although his eyes betrayed the remorse that raged inside. He jumped down from the dead monster's head, walking not to her, but to me.
Jenza, are you...
We're fine, thanks to you.
That, at least, elicited a flicker of emotion, but I couldn't tell what. Pride or shame. He turned, his hand on my shoulder, and faced the crowd.
Ramil is dead.
The crisis is at an end.
At an end? You can't be serious. Look around you, Dooku. Look at Corania.
The Abyssin have retreated. Ramil's droids...
Ramil's droids are no longer operational.
We can start to rebuild.
If we can afford it.
We can.
Hagi?
She was kneeling where she had run as Kostana had held off the dragon. A lump of black rock in one hand, and an industrial scanner in the other.
Do you know what this is?
She rose, walking towards us, holding out the rock for me to take.
No.
It's Sicanium.
Are you sure?
I don't understand much about what's happened today, but I know my geology.
As do I. A rare ore. Stronger than Xerxium when refined, and rarer than Frick. I've seen it before. A long time ago.
It's scattered all across the plain. That creature must have brought it up with it when it broke the surface.
But that's incredible. If there's a seam of Zirconium running beneath us, the Senate is bound to send a contingent from the Mining Guild. Dooku, Sereno will receive as much help as it needs.
No.
What?
No help is required.
I don't think that's your choice to make, Master Dooku.
Not Master. Count.
What are you saying?
Dooku reached into his robes, drawing out a holocom. I recognized it at once. It was the holocom I'd sent him as a child, still in pristine condition. He'd taken care of it all these years.
Dooku, answer me. What did you mean?
Dooku? Lady Diz. Meditating, I was.
Master Yoda.
Concerned, the Council is, about your whereabouts.
I am on Sereno.
Surprised, I am not.
The Abyssin have been repelled.
Gratifying, that is to hear.
The planet is in disarray. Count Romil is dead.